Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till, a little Steppenwolf bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Professor of Economics at Temple University, and Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've got your small business, your NFIB Small Business Optimism Index in front of me here, and we don't like the number this month, but we like the trend, right?
Exactly. The trend, and of course, the question is, you know, how long does it take before we know we really have a trend? I mean, we are headed up now. We've had a couple of months in a row where the index has moved up. That was after 5 months of it moving down, and so let's go with the last 3 months. That's we like that better since that's an uptrend.
Mm-hmm.
But the index is still 2 points below where it was in January when we started. So
mm-hmm.
kind of for the year, we haven't really made enough progress.
In the last 12 months, basically, we're actually at a net negative in terms of optimism.
Yeah. Right, right. So we haven't made a lot of good progress there. We're 8 points. The index is 8 points below the average of the index going into the 2008 recession period, and that was 35 years average of 100. And then if you look at the trail of the index in recoveries, we're 14 points below where the index value was at the same point in a recovery after 2001 recession. So we're
mm-hmm.
just. This is still the worst recovery we've ever seen.
The trajectory of this recovery is a lot flatter than it was, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's very, very flat. We're just not making the progress we need. In the index, though, at least this time, there was some really good, there was some good news. The October improvement was really based on just two components of the index, and that was expected sales and expected business conditions, which became less negative, but they were still negative. This
mm-hmm.
time, seven of the index components went up. One was unchanged, and just two had minor declines. And most importantly, we saw a real nice pickup in planned job creation, a nice pickup in job openings, which means labor markets are tightening in some parts of the U.S., and a nice pickup in actual capital outlays and planned capital outlays.
Talk about the labor situation, the job situation. it sounds like you're saying that the jobs opening situation is not happening in sort of an across the board, a rising tide floats all boats kind of way, but more of an industry by industry, market by market kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. It's by region. I mean, if you look at some parts of the U.S., they're doing very well. You go to Texas, you're familiar with Texas, right?
Yep, yep.
And go kind of north to the Canadian border, you see unemployment rates in areas in there, around, 3.5%.
Mm-hmm. So
that's very tight labor markets, and the wages are very good there. Pardon me. On the other hand, if you go back to California or some other parts of the southeast coast, things aren't looking quite as good. So, but to see overall job openings go up, that means that the national labor market is on average tightening up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got good news yesterday on the initial claims for unemployment. They're the lowest in 3.5 years. We're actually down to 360,000 ish. Which sounds like a lot, but I'll just remind you that during the best economy in history, which was back in 2000, when we employed 64.5% of the adults
mm-hmm.
versus 58% now, you still had 300,000 a week, filing for initial unemployment claims, meaning we really turn our labor force over. We're always reallocating labor to its highest valued use, and that's what makes this country a great performer, is that we don't waste labor. We use it more efficiently than anybody else. So being down to around 360,000 for claims after a couple of prior months' decline, that's very good news. So you can think of that as 40,000 fewer jobs lost every week. That'd be 160,000 fewer lost jobs a month multiplied by 12. Those are good numbers if we can kind of stay there.
The thing, though, Bill, is that we still, you know, with having said all that, we still have millions of Americans out of work.
And, 13 million, depending
yeah,
on
maybe
straight
more,
up, yeah.
Maybe more. And
yep.
and so that's an unacceptable number. That's an economically debilitating number. And it's and it sounds to me like what you're saying is that the recovery is happening in, you know, by piecemeal, by industry, by you know, by skill level, by region, and that sounds to me like it's going to take a long time to get these folks back to work. If that's based on that kind of a schedule. What do you think?
Well, yeah, the economy is really looking very different. We're producing now more output, more GDP, gross domestic product, than we did at the peak in 07, but we're using 7 million fewer workers to do it. Why? Well, one big reason is that we're 1 million housing starts short of where we would kind of normally be based on demographics.
Right.
Why are we short? Well, because we built them in the boom of 03 to 07, so we've got to get rid of them from back there before we can start building them again here. But if 1 million housing starts, say, with 5 new jobs per house, if you will, just to pick a number, that's 5 million
right.
jobs. And housing, you know, has got to come back. So we're producing all this GDP, but we're doing it by producing manufactured goods, which don't require a lot of workers.
And then you throw the structure. Yeah, what you just said is part of the structural unemployment situation that we have here in America. So, folks, we've still got a long way to go. But the good news is it's trending upward a little bit.
Yep.
We got more to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.